Listening Library presents Girls Don't Fly by Kristen Chandler. Read for you by Becca Bateau. Chapter 1. Habitat, the place where you're stuck. If I close my eyes and concentrate on the squawking gulls and the heat of the sun on my skin, it's almost like I'm at the beach with Eric. I breathe deeply, the salty air coming off the waves. I'm toasted brown and relaxed in my swimsuit. Eric has his fingers woven into mine, but we're not sweaty, itchy, or about to talk about our relationship. I'm not afraid of anything, and nothing is ever going to change, because this moment is absolutely perfect. If I open my eyes, I'm still living in Landon, the pit of Utah. I keep my eyes shut as long as I can. "Myra!" yells Carson. I sit up fast. My 6-year-old brother stands in front of me. His face is streaked with mud. "He's dead!" I get to my feet.
"Who?"
"Spinosaurus. He's disappeared." I survey our beat yard. Andrew and Brett are building a fort out of a packing box, and for the time being, they aren't hitting each other. I say, "Maybe he's just growing up to be a fossil." Carson drops his head.
"He's too young to be a fossil."
I take Carson's muddy fingers out of his mouth and swab him with a tissue I keep in my pocket. "We'll find him. It's okay." The gulls bellyache overhead.